Go Loud. Talking Bollocks, a Go Loud original podcast. Sponsored by Right Style Furniture. Right price, right style, right now. Visit rightstyle.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in the ground. Till your body is dead. Work it hard and long. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Episode 244. Leave all this in about him trying to
do, yeah.
Calm you.
No. Episode 244. I'm talking bollocks brought to you by Go Loud and proudly supported by Roy Style Furniture. It's me, Terry Flower.
It's me, CLB.
And this week we're joined by
Jared Jordan.
Jay, what's the crack?
Not much, lads. How are you keeping? Before we start,
I seen
in your podcast Nobody Buys Your Presents. So what I decided was to get you a pair of boxers each.
There's no point
waiting till Christmas for your boxers. And the pennies, so
and
we know
hipsters.
They're going to last for
and
the year.
I was only chatting about this the other day, Jay. Like, from, you know, see the way you said Christmas.
Yeah.
Jocks, link sets, yeah. Everything. Best presents you can get in the world. That's how I know I'm old.
That's why I get into you.
Am I a bit low? Yeah, I got large. Well, I'm glad. If you hadn't got you large and me extra small, I'd have been.
Are you not an XL, eh?
Well, the thing about boxers is, lads, it goes by the waist size. It doesn't go by the trunk size, so you know that.
I just presumed, because I was a large, that yous might be a large.
That's by the
way. That makes sense.
But a lot of times, go, give me an extra large, they'd be swinging at you.
Exactly, just get the large.
Yeah.
Get the large in, there you go. Yeah, so you don't have to wait till Christmas, so
they'd be
worn
anyway, sure.
Yeah, of course.
We'll put that out there.
Of course.
I was late today.
Yeah.
It's an issue.
And someone needs to put the foot down with you. And I don't think anyone in the world should ever be given out for being 5 minutes late. I don't care what your occupation is or what you. I don't care if it's the president.
I agree.
If you're 5 minutes late somewhere, you should be given 5 minutes. What's that called? Grace period?
Yeah.
Should be given that in every aspect of life.
Yeah.
When it comes to timing. 24 minutes late today.
Yeah.
It's actually a disgrace. And yeah, if that was me, I've been late in the past, yeah. I've heard about it for 6 months, sure.
Well, there you go.
I told you I was late, though. I was trying to find parking. So I knew. I was like, I'm going to be late. I can't find parking.
And I told Owen that day when he rang me at 5:10, and he goes, where are you? And I says, in the gaff making a coffee. And he goes, you were due over here at 5 o'clock. Obviously, I didn't realise that, you get me?
Yeah.
And we were threatened. Actually, you got the worst end of that.
Sometimes I think back to that, like when Darryl Brain was there, and I was like, slag Terrence over this, and he was like, no, I won't. I was like, Jesus Christ, no. Because I'm like lying in the middle, like, when Terrence comes in, slag him over this and that, and he was like, no. I was like, all right then.
All right then.
When I came in, his face was pink.
It was bad.
Really?
I didn't realise how bad it was. Because I don't know the fella. I knew, like, it's going to be grand. Terrence and Jerry's going to get on.
Darryl
Brain has no time for me.
Oh, does he not like you?
I guarantee you say to Darryl Brain, who's Calvin O'Brien? He wouldn't have a clue. Say, give me $1 million, tell me who Calvin O'Brien is, he wouldn't have a clue.
So you just didn't get on?
I got on well. I was trying to massage his ego on.
By the end of it, we all got on. So that's the main thing.
Yeah.
We got off on a rocky start. Calvin was,
I've never seen him.
Right.
Before this started, we're at the main chat for ages because he was 24 minutes late, bro.
Nearly done the podcast before he came.
And I was talking about being on the late lane and how nerve wracking it was on me and Calvin and the state we were in and everything else. He was in a worse state sitting in that seat with Darryl O'Brien when I walked into the studio. And I mean that.
Really, yeah?
He was nodding at me as if to say, like,
do you know what made it even worse as well? Terrence came in, he was like, look, if you want to leave, go ahead. And I was like, he better not go out of that seat. He better not go out of that seat. If he gets up and leaves, he's getting up and sit back down. Well, he went to ground the lift there. Jason Sherlock is down in the reception signing in the sheet. And I was like, I'm not holding this lift, I'm late. And I pressed off and I left. Poor fella there, his little half sip and a cup of coffee and all. I was like, Jason Sherlock. Gone. Fuck him. Should have been quicker signing in.
Exactly.
Jay, thanks for coming into us, bro. I think you've a great story. You're from Mount Devney, acting in Fair City, the whole lot.
Yeah.
One of the most intriguing things.
Go on.
You have 8 kids, Jay.
That's true. Yeah, 8 kids.
For someone who's on the telly, do you not have a telly in Edinburgh?
We didn't, but like we had four of them during COVID period, so you know yourself.
Four tellies.
We have, believe it or not, a telly in every room. We have to occupy the kids, you know what I mean?
Don't be pointing that I haven't even got a towel.
No toaster with 2 tellies.
No toaster?
Nah.
He lives in a bed.
Do you use a grill?
He has 2 tellies, one on each wall. One in the toilet.
But yeah, hey kids, it's
Jared, I'm very intrigued. But who does the school runs?
Me.
In shit.
Oh, don't tell me job that. Oh, you do the school runs in the morning, yeah, in fairness.
You just split the kids in half and say, look, we'll go this way and you'll go that way.
So there's about five of them in my car in the morning, right?
No,
I squeezed them in. Yeah. So there's five of them in my car in the morning. The first drop off to go to Crumlin. Then I'm back down to Crumlin and I go to Francis Street. Then I'm off to Francis Street and I go to another school then after that. Luckily, there's two in the last school. So literally, the night before, we have to have everything ready from the sock to the hair gel, to the brush, everything. If we don't, delay. So it's literally like drill sergeant in the morning. Right, lads, let's go. Get your socks on. Yeah. Right, get that into your mouth. We're going now. Into
it's
the car.
It's like that for people with one kid, Jim.
I know. But we're used to it. We're used to it now. So to be fair to them, right, I always say to her, like, they keep us going.
Yeah.
They do. Look, and I mean that. And I said, we were talking off air beforehand, like, when your child is born, it's like the best thing in the world. And then when they start to grow up and you've been a part of their life, it's like, it's great to see them going to school and developing, their personalities coming out. So we love it. You know that way. I know that sounds nuts to people. Probably haven't slept in the last 10 years, but we're doing all right.
Give us the age range from the oldest to the youngest.
So year. Don't ask me to date the birds now. But basically, don't.
You should be better off having one day a year. It's a great lookout. We're having one birthday for the 10 of us. Me, your ma, the 8 kids.
A joint birthday for a lot of them. Yeah.
The 15th of June, we're all celebrating. I don't give a fuck when your birthday
broke
is.
Broke every month over them.
Honestly,
there's a birthday nearly every month, and then February we've 2 birthdays. So we've won on the 11th, and we've another birthday in January now as well. So we've won on the 11th and one on the 21st as well.
You've done well to only have 2 birthdays in 1 month.
We have done well, yeah.
So it's every month.
We might go
month.
For every month in the future, you know.
What are you saying? Sorry about the ages, yeah.
Oh, the ages, sorry. So we have from 11 to 6 months. I only started pumping them out when I was 25.
Which is a late.
Which is late.
Look, I asked you this offer and I thought you were going to say, look, I had triplets when I was 17, so I had to just keep going. I started at 24.
Started at 24.
And
yeah.
No twins or anything?
No twins. No, all individuals.
Did your boy get a loyalty bonus in the rotunda?
No, she didn't. We're in the kiln. Do you know what's my name now in the kiln?
We
walk
so.
In and go, ah, there you are again.
You're keeping them in business?
Yeah.
There's no cutbacks in the kiln.
I know,
we have to sort out Jerry Jordan.
I know,
the
yeah.
Win now.
No, but you know what? They're great in the kiln. They really are. Yeah.
I've heard stories about people who would order Domino's so much that, you know, if they went on a health buzz and they didn't order, like, Domino's would reach out to them personally and be like, 30 is everything all right? Here's a discount code checking up on you. Is that what the kiln was like with you? Like, Jerry, you haven't been in and I'm bleeding 6 months. What's going on?
They'll see Joanne's book. Like, they've all read a book, I'd say, from start to finish. So you get a book every child you go in. Her book is about that width. Like, there's literally about that width where all our past pregnancies and all this stuff. And I'd be looking through going, Jesus Christ, there's loads here, isn't there?
Yeah, you're loads responsible for it.
I know I am.
Jerry's like, who done that? Oh, that was me. Next just chapter. Oh, that was me as well. Bollocks.
All I have to do is spit on Joanne, she gets pregnant.
He's asleep in separate bedrooms.
Yeah. Oh, stop, that's a belter. Yeah, that's the only thing. I was coming over this morning saying, how the fuck does the skill run in that gaff, Jared?
Yeah, in fairness, I do the skill run because, like, in the morning, I have a job, like, full-time as well. So I'll be, most of my meetings, I'll arrange sort of after 9 o'clock. And then she'll collect them from school and stuff like that. So there's a bit of a tag team going on. It has to be. Do you know what I mean? That's the only way we make it work.
Was it always the plan to have a big family like that, Jared?
I'll be honest, before I met Joanne, probably not.
Right.
When we got together, we decided, do you know what? Yeah, I wanted a kid at 25. Like, I was like asking her for ages and all, saying, look, we have one, we have one. And then she was like, yeah, let's have one. And then I was like, right, but like we were saying off air, if I'm having one, I'm going to have 3, like, you know the way. So they have each other. 3 went to 4, 4 went to 5, and then just went to 8. So yeah, we just kept having them, you know, we didn't stop. But now it was, we don't regret it. It's great. Like, we love it. We love it. Absolutely love it. There's always something to do. My mind needs to be occupied 24/7. Has to be. And same with her as well. So we're just, we love it. Yeah. Can't say anything else about it, you know.
I swear to God, I love it as well. That's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Obviously, I was mentioning there earlier, you've done a lot in your career.
Yeah.
You've obviously a lot of kids and it just adds to it that you've 8 kids.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
But you come from O'Devney Gardens.
I do, yeah, yeah.
What was it like growing up in O'Devney?
It was great times in O'Devney. Great memories with me mates. From a young age, we were always playing football. So there wasn't an awful lot to do, I'm not going to lie to you. And I think you mentioned something there recently on your story. I seen you click into something about development in areas and stuff. We never had a hand to do. in the area. So what we would do is, like, you know, play football 24/7. But you're occupied doing that for 6 hours a day. So then you're going out doing other things, knickknacks and all that, and then helping people with eggs, all that stuff, just to pass the time, do you know what I mean? Yeah. But I agree with you. I think there's not enough development in the areas for the youth. There's nothing to do for them. So it was a great childhood. My mum and dad were great to me growing up. It wasn't until, like, you get a little bit older, then you start to drink and stuff like that as well. Because you're just passing the time. I believe when you're younger, all you want to be is older.
Yeah,
you're seeing people, you're seeing people going out, you're doing all that. So we would have started, like, basically drinking bottles of wine all at 15 in the Phoenix Park, just sitting there drinking bottles of wine.
In the bandstand.
Do you know, in the bandstand, yeah, singing songs, drinking bottles of wine, and passing the time. And people would say, oh, but what's your man, dad shouldn't be letting you, it's, what can they do? Do you know what I mean? We've nothing else to do during the day.
Yeah.
That was passing the time on a Thursday, Friday evening. Thursday, Friday in Skillnoth, drinking bottles of wine. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
It's mad.
Yeah. Skillnoth going into sixth class. And then in a bundle.
Into the combo to get a few quid.
And then I actually start going out when I was about 15, 16. Did you? I don't know when you start going out.
About 15.
We used to go to Reds on a Monday, right?
Yeah.
You used to go out with a tenner.
And a short.
A tenner and a short and a pair of, like, winkle pickers.
Oh, you was me in LL.
LL. Boomerangs and all, like, yeah, like, proper LL. So, like, I'd have the slacks on, the short, the hair done, hair straightened with the Daxwax coming out of my nostrils. You know what I mean? Straightening like that with the little mullet and all, looking great with the little earrings in. So I'd be walking into there, he'd be like, yeah, go on in. I'd have an ID that didn't look like me at all, straight in. We'd have a tenner going out and we'd fall out of the place.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? €2 a gargle. Wouldn't have a penny to go home. Middle of winter, freezing me arse off, walking home. But then I'd go into, I suppose that's where my pranks sort of started, was back in the day. I used to walk into Burger King on the way home. Do you know the Burger King on O'Connell Street there?
Yeah.
And I used to go, hello, sir, just a quick one. I ordered upstairs. I let it fall. The full meal on the floor. Could I get another meal? It just fell on the floor upstairs. And they go, oh yeah, no problem. So I used to do that on the way home as well to get, like, food, because we hadn't a washer going now.
Yeah.
15, 16 years of age. Your man's not giving you much money.
No.
Do you know what I mean? But you're going to Reds and all, and it's great. It's night out and stuff like that. But yeah, like you said, in the principal's office next day, hanging together. Do you know what I mean?
I mentioned growing up now, Devney, because we've spoken this podcast loads of times, especially around Halloween time. We'll be talking about growing up in town. You'll be going collecting in different areas.
Yeah.
You'll be like, agreeing that, like, Greek Street was heavy, like the yell was so sweet, rushes over the balcony and all, there was killings.
Yeah.
But I always said in this podcast, oh, Devney was rough, wasn't it?
It was. We had a war with, and when you hear this story, so when I was 15, 16, I was playing for Sheriff YC at the time, right? And though Devney were having proper wars with Sheriff. So I was going into Sheriff Street, training, shitting myself, thinking I'm going to get battered. Do you know what I mean? Getting chased with hammers and all, thinking I'm mistaken identity, walking down the road. I'm like, I play for you, it's me. It's me, it's Jerry, you're mad than you. Right? And that went on for a few years, and I used to be like, lads, now we're not involved in any of that, because, like, I play for you. I was like, you know, I'm playing for Sheriff YC. They're like, yeah, but there was more there for years. They had cars and all at 15. We were walking around
someone
on bikes, push bikes and all. These cunts are coming out in cars, like this, ready to go. I'm like, no, run away. Hammers and all coming out. But now, a few of the boys, obviously, they'd be killings. They'd be war constantly. Yeah. And then, like you said, we're collecting. We had this thing in our minds and we were collecting for wood. I don't know what it was, right? So we used to go to the pallet factory in Phoenix Park, proper day's labour. Coming from the pallet factory in Phoenix Park, going all the way down to the Blaine long balconies. Proper heavy stuff. He used to carry them all down. Took us about 3 hours. 3 hours every day, going up and back all day. But we had nothing else to do. And we'd be sitting there camping out. Nobody was going to come. Do you know what I mean? You're camping there.
Yeah.
They're going to rob this on us, boys. Where, you know, we have to be ready, you know. Little bats and all in our hands and all, sitting there camping out, like protecting firewood that you're going to burn in 2 weeks. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, Devney's boxed off though, isn't it? Like, you'd easily drive to the Phoenix Park not realising how Devney was in there.
You wouldn't know, no. And it was mad. Like, when we were growing up, it was nuts. All we had was that pitch. And then they used to get robbed cars, smash them into the yokes and start rallying around on the pitch.
Yeah.
So then the pitch was getting damaged. Then we'd nothing to do again.
Yeah.
So then you're like, but what do we do?
Especially Halloween time in particular, I remember, I was up on Halloween. Up in Aldevney on Halloween. And my ma was up there with one of our friends. So obviously we just went up around wherever, and we're in our friend's camp. But then it was Halloween. They blocked all the entrance into Aldevney. So you couldn't get in or out.
Yeah.
But they just let everyone in there. It was like the Purge.
It's
just
crazy.
For Aldevney though.
And then there's people
just for Aldevney.
Cunts going around blading there, shouting them yokes at Elwins and all.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Bangers and all at Elwins. And then I remember one time on Halloween, actually, about 14 years of age, a big load of like Garda just come in out of nowhere with batons and they were battering us. Yeah. Like even if you weren't involved or anything, they were just killing us. Mm. Going around and like, oh, you're getting smack of batons in the back and all, like in a heap, I'm 15. Do you know what I mean? The weight of that thing on me back. Yeah. So it was just like, that was mad. They were very heavy at the end, but I don't know what they were doing at the start because people were out there, man. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could get away with anything in the flats.
Like, you know, if you went to Old Devney, there was at least 4 robbed cars on Halloween.
Well, yeah, I've never seen Old Devney and not a burnt out car.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was always
it's like they just put it there.
Put it there and they'd be cracking cars as well. Yeah. Me Mickey Mouse yokes. I remember one time as well, we got bored, right? And we seen a little, remember them Chicachentos?
Yeah.
So we go around the back rows and we flipped her over. Yeah. Just like that, flip the Chicachento. Oh, your man's coming out. My car's on its side. Do you know what I mean? Imagine coming out to your car being toppled. Mad, isn't
someone,
it?
I know someone who moved the Chicachento.
Yeah.
He picked it up and the car was facing this way and he picked it up and it was facing the other way.
Yeah.
Like, imagine coming out with your gap and your car's facing the wrong way. Like, what happened there?
It's crazy. Like, honestly, nuts. But yeah, it was bedlam. Like, it was. But do you know what? They were the best days of my life. They really were. We had a disco on a Friday as well. We used to call it the switch on the pitch. €2 win, absolutely brilliant. The tunes and all kick, Pretty Green Eyes and all that. Just thinking about memories now was brilliant. A little sweatbox now, to be honest with you, but it was excellent. You'd walk outside, you'd like, you're free then, you know that way. But we used to get, we used to have a little nagging going in and all, you know what I mean? You're very young, but like, it's just to pass the time and just do things. Then that'd be over and you wouldn't know what to do with yourself, you know? We had a youth project in there for a few years and that went missing. We did one little movie with them called Sketch. A fella called Daniel St. Ledger actually done it for us. And that was a great experience because I was like, oh, this is something I like doing, you know that way. That's when I first got the little taste of it. But yeah, other than that, we hadn't got a lot going on. Summer projects last 3 times a week. What are you going to do for the rest of the 48 weeks of the year? Do you know what I mean? We had nothing to do. So that's when I started, and I must mention this as well, because it's very important. I started gambling when I was about 15 as well. And that was heavy, like, you know, because it was part of my DNA. So I'm drinking when I'm 15. I'm gambling when I'm 15. And they were accepting it of us, do you know that way? Gambling every single week. And that's when I started that. It was just something we did but to pass the time. Because we wanted to grow up. We didn't want to be youngless. We wanted to grow up a little bit. Start gambling, drinking at that age. And that kind of continued on to my college years then as well. You know, heavy stuff, but
yeah. Actually, you had to take us back to the start. You usually would say, take us back to the start, tell us where you're from. But you were saying you grew up in a good family and all.
Yeah.
Everything was good like that.
Yeah.
You were obviously acting.
Yeah.
Is the big thing. Where does that come from? Why?
I don't know. Do you know what? I was never good in school, I'll be honest with you. I was always the messer. I convinced all my classmates one time to turn around. Like, I don't know how I did it, but I convinced every single one of them, even the good, not the way you have the goodies and the mad ones and all of us to turn around, face that way, and the teacher would walk and go, Jordan, get out now. He blamed me on everything. So I just ran amok in school. But then I suppose it was when I was in fourth year. I had a year where I went the fourth year to kind of, because I didn't really know what I wanted to do. My guidance counsellor was great. He used to come to me and say, look, what do you want to do? Like, we know you're good at certain subjects, you're good at football, all that stuff, but what do you want to do with your life? And I said, well, I kind of want to, you know, get into acting. Then we found out King's Inn were doing a play and they invited us over to audition because they needed males to do it. And Barry Keoghan was actually in the play as well. He was in the play With Us Grease, and that was brilliant. That's when I got my first taste of it. And I was like, you know what? This is what I want to do. So from fourth year to sixth year, I had that mindset in me that I want to get into drama. I want to do acting because it was the only thing I was good at. The only thing I was ever getting a compliment over. And I was kind of going, this must be what I should be doing. Do you know that way?
So it didn't stem from when you were really young?
No.
Watching the telly.
Well, I was always like a creative sort of, I loved the attention sort of kid. I'll be honest with you. I always loved sort of being stand out and doing mad things to make people laugh and stuff. And, you know, that was my personality. Probably undiagnosed with a lot of things, to be honest with you.
Sounds like a head in that way.
But it was always in my mind that I kind of wanted to do something like that. I never knew how to go about it because where we're from, there's nowhere to go, oh, there's a drama class going on here. Or maybe you can do this or maybe you can do that. There was only football and that's really it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There was football or nothing.
Yeah, 100%.
You either play football or you're left out in the cold or you're not playing with the lads.
Yeah.
So there was never a drama. And if you said you were into drama back then, it's kind of like, mate, sorry, come on, will you? Yeah. What's wrong with him?
Yeah. Are you word making an elbow, Devney, in a good way?
No, not
anyway.
Drama. No. But then when I started college, then all the lads back in the day, they used to say, there's Colin Farrell. Do you know what I mean? That'd be the thing. And they were like, it was accepted then. Do you know the way? It was made cool.
Yeah.
So, that's where I stemmed from.
College?
I was. I did drama for 3.5 years. I first walked into drama. My director, Neville, he should get a lot of kudos, to be honest. He trained me and all the other directors in there as well. But I walked in and I didn't know what a monologue was.
Mm.
He was like, oh, you need a monologue to in order to get in here. How are you going to perform? He was like, just make something up on the spot. So I just made something up on the spot, right? And then we went into our first class, right? I got accepted into the college. We went into our first class in college. And I'm sitting there and it was a singing class, right? And all these lads are singing like, time to say goodbye, like proper belting it out. I'm like, I don't know any of them songs, you know, like, and then there was musical songs coming on and all, and I'm like, ah, here I'm gone here. The only song I knew, right, was Shane Ward, That's My Goal.
It was
in belter.
Yeah,
it was
a,
but I sang it, but I sang it in the way they were singing. I was copying them, so I was like, you know where I come from. You know what I mean? Giving it loads, right? Then I got to the That's My Goal part, and your man's looking at me going, is that a Shane Ward song? I was like, yeah, you did all right. Do you know what I mean? So like, it was just learning as I went on, and then I started getting parts that I was going for and stuff. So I was thinking, actually, I'm all right at this now, you know, and maybe I do need to study more and get into Shakespeare and that sort of thing. So that was a real eye-opener, because in school I never paid attention. Mm. But when I knew I was good at it, then I started going, right, I need to knuckle down, learn Shakespeare, learn the language, all that stuff. So it was great for me. Absolutely brilliant. The college was great. It matured me as a man. And yeah, then I got a small part when I left the college in Roy. Johnny's, remember Roy?
Yeah.
The cartoon. Yeah. I played an arcade manager in that. It was gas because you're talking to nobody, but then they draw the character in afterwards.
So it's like,
Roy,
like this, and like, yeah. Roy was a cartoon that's beside you, if that makes sense.
But he's not there. They draw him in.
In the series, he's there.
Roy, okay.
So you're like, Roy, why are you trying to go and play football? And Roy's talking back to you, but obviously in real life, you're talking to nobody.
You're talking to nobody. So like, that was an experience in itself. We shot that in Bray, in the arcade in Bray. That was like cameras everywhere, and I was like, this is mental. I thought I was like a superstar for a day, you know?
Yeah.
And then, after that, then my second role was kind of, I actually was in Fair City before. I was in Fair City as a landlord, where I was telling you, man, you better keep the noise down. It's very noisy upstairs. And that's all it was. But me and the lads, the first time I was in it, we were all in my mate's gaff, and we were all watching it. And when I come on, it was like cheers and everything else. Like, that was great just that's to see flash. One of us there. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, it was a good time. And then I actually gave her up after that, because I felt I was struggling. I hadn't got an agent or anything like that, so I didn't know I needed an agent. I was just getting it through people I kind of knew, and it's all about who you know in the industry, you know. So then I gave it up, and just after that, I just went on a big fucking mad binge for a while. Like, I was drinking heavy, I was doing drugs, and I was gambling heavy as well for a long time.
Then, was it?
Yeah, it was almost like I didn't know where I was. So the only thing I could turn to was what I knew when I was a kid. So it stems back to the gambling and the drinking, but then the drugs came in when I was about 20 as well. So I was heavy on them for about 5 years, like, do you know what I mean? And then I finally copped on when I met Joanne. Like, I met Joanne and like, I had responsibilities, and I was like, right, I need to get my shit together now. And that was it. So that's when I gave up the acting officially, and then I got with her, and then I just decided I had to start working. So that's all I was doing then, was working. I got rid of two of the addictions, so drugs and alcohol were put away. But I had the gambling was still there. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It was heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy, heavy, heavy for
Some
a few years.
Some people might say it's the hardest one to kick here because you can hide the best.
It's exactly. So that was the thing. Like, I'd be walking home. I'll give you some excuses. Like, I shouldn't be even laughing at this. But like, I used to say to her, like, when I got paid about 2.5, say 3 grand a month, whatever it was, be gone a day. Like, I'd go in and virtuals, horses, everything, gambling online. Then it got to a stage where I was getting loans out from AIB because I was working. They kept giving me loans and giving me loans and giving me loans. Got up to about 15 grand in debt with AIB from gambling. And that was heavy because I was like, what am I going to do? I was saying to her, like, oh, you know, because she didn't have a clue about like corporate world and stuff. I was like, when you're working in this sort of industry, the revenue take all your money away. And she was like, what? She's like, yeah, all my money's gone. Like, you know, the revenue took it away. They took it out before I could get to it. And then I'd say my card got stuck in the machine. And then I'd be ringing me nanny going, nanny, I need money here. I'm fucked, like. I've nothing to pay the rent. I can't do anything. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, that was when I kind of went to myself, right, you're in this much debt. And then I was hiding everything from her constantly, like gambling away constantly. And then one time we were driving home and she was like, what's wrong with you? I know there's something wrong with you. And I just said, I'm going to be honest with you. Pull over there. And I just showed her my bank, and she nearly took a heart attack. She was like, 15 grand. How did you do that? Like, but at the same time, it was like a weight was lifted off my chest. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was hiding it from everybody. So then I kind of copped on and stopped doing that then, you know. I had a bit of a slip and every now and again and stuff like that, but it was never like €1,000 on a dog around. Like, I was taking mad money and stuff. Mm. Crazy stuff. I remember one time I was chatting to a fella and he was like, oh, Carl Frampton's going to win. You know, he was odds on. So I had €1,000 on me. And I goes, are you sure? He's like, yeah, it's going to win. So I was sitting there watching the Carl Frampton fight, right? And like, to me, a man won. It was an even knock. Like it was calm the other way, right? And then out of nowhere, the judges gave it to him, and I was running around the place going, "Yes, yes!" And she was like, "Wait, what are you cheering for him for? Do you like him as a boxer?" Goes, "No, I'm just delighted he's Irish, you know what I mean?" "Yes, Carl, you know what I mean? I'm delighted for him." But that was heavy for a few years, and do you know what? I'm delighted now. It's under wraps. Everything is under wraps. I still have me drink, have 4 or 5 cans a week, and that's me. That's what I do. Like I enjoy drink. I gave drink up for 6 months last year, and I just felt it wasn't doing that for me. Do you know what I mean? I gave it up for 6 months. I didn't feel any different, and I enjoy a pint, so I'll have probably 4 cans a week now.
Yeah,
sit there and enjoy me cans, and that's it.
Yeah, look, we all have our voices, and yeah, if you can maintain it and control it, then you know what I mean.
Exactly.
There's plenty of people in the country who can. You know what I mean? So that's like, as we always say, like, we don't drink, but we're not against it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're sitting there, like, "Oh, you drink," and we're like, "What?
Yeah.
If you can do it and you can control it. You're a fully grown adult here, you know what I mean?
But it all mixes in together. Like the drink, the gambling, the drugs, it all comes together in one.
Well, that's, I know that for me.
Yeah.
That's how that happens. But if someone says to me, "Oh, they were not gambling, I can enjoy it," and that's in moderation, or if someone has a drink, or even whatever you fucking do, I couldn't give a bollock.
Yeah.
No one got to do with me. If you can do it and enjoy it, it's not ruining your life.
Exactly.
All for it, walk away. I know I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm probably a bit jealous that you can and I can't.
Yeah,
but
of course.
But it's not the point. I'm like, yeah, go ahead and enjoy it. People nearly look at me and say, "I drink and do not sniff every now and then." Look at me like, I give a bollocks.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Look, like, I don't care if you.
I'm not being smart. Enjoy, like. You're around the 24/7. I'm not being smart. When you go out, everyone's on the hoover.
Yeah,
everyone.
If you think they're not, they are. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I remember, like, even at me ma's, where my ma was like, "Oh, how people aren't going." I goes, "Ma, people are going to be doing that. Yeah. You can't stop anyone doing it either." And it's not like they're doing it in front of you, but it's just one of those things that you have to be comfortable around it. Because if you're in a circle where people do it, and you'd be surprised who does it. Do you know what I mean? People, everyone fucking does it.
I think you'd be more surprised by who doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But like, it's just like, you have to be comfortable around that, and comfortable enough to be around, like, if someone's gambling, that's fine. Like, I remember going to my dad's stags a couple of years ago. Yeah, my man only got married like a few years ago. That man, Eddie, in their 50s, like, went on my dad's stags in Belfast, and all the lads were in the bookies. So I was just sitting there with them. Didn't gamble. Just, do you know what I mean? You're comfortable. You're comfortable around it, but that's what it is. You just have to be comfortable. But one thing I will say is, there's not much help for it though. There's not much help for anything. Yeah. Like, there's not much help. I remember going places and going like, "Well, I need help. I need to go." I was ringing around places and they were like, "No, we don't do that. No, we don't do that." So like, if someone was on the brink of sort of thinking about other things, dark stuff, going, I need to end this now or whatever, there's not a lot of places you can turn.
Yeah.
Not a place you can go, especially about gambling. I always find gambling is the hardest one to get hold of someone to help you. Like, I went to a place before, and the fella didn't show up. The fella didn't show up for, like, a psychiatrist. Like, this was only a couple of years ago, like, because I was still, my mind was still a bit weird, right? And I went, and your mum was like, "Oh yeah, he's not in today." I was like, "But have a meeting." And then I just never went back. I was like, "No, that's it. I'm doing it on my own. Doing it on my own. I'm switching on myself, and that's it."
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So, that's what I was going to ask you. Did you go and get help, or was speaking to your missus and showing her everything enough for you to go, "Right, that's off my chest. She can help me here. She knows." And once you do speak to people, you can get help.
Yeah.
Even off just your close circle, maybe not professional help.
Yeah.
Did you go and get professional help then, or did you?
No professional help. What I done was, and I always say this, some people reach out to me sometimes and ask me, and what I did was I wrote down how much I spent, right? And then I wrote down all the excuses that I was giving her about, like, losing me money and then asking me nanny for money and provident loans, all that stuff. I wrote all that down. And then when you look at it, you're going, that's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
It's embarrassing for me to act like that, act that way. Never asked anybody for a lend that I didn't know her. I never went that extreme. But when I wrote it down, I was like, geez, I could have bought a car out of it. That could have been a mortgage for a house, or that could be a brand new caravan. Like, on, like, not caravan, one of them mobile homes. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the stuff I could have bought out of the money I spent. And when I wrote that down, I got a fright and went, geez, I need to get me act together. And then when I stopped it, I didn't start driving until I was 27. So that's when I kind of copped on and went, right, need to get my life on track now. Got my own car, got the family car, was able to buy everything, clothes I want, anything I want. And that's all through stopping down the bad habits, you know. But yeah, past that now, and it's good now. Life is good now.
Brilliant. And we love to hear stuff like that on the podcast. We've had numerous people on talking about drug addiction, alcohol addiction, gambling addiction as well.
Yeah.
We've had all, so if you had to sit here and say you're out the other side of that and everything is good now, that's great to hear. Just a little more. Try out and sit down.
Go down. Come up.
You said you took a break because of nearly self-destruction, you said.
Yeah.
All of that came into play. When did you want to go back or decide to go back?
So I kind of gave it up on not saying I gave up my dreams, but I always had an ambition to go back to it when I was a little bit older. I said, when I have enough money and my kids are a little bit grown, I'll go back to it. Because you can go back to acting at any age. Anybody can act. It doesn't matter what age you are. You can act at any age, 40, 50, 60, up to 80. It doesn't matter. So I always had an ambition to go back, but it wasn't until my agent, he actually passed away in February, Julian Benson. So I need to give him a bit of credit. He was the one who kept at me, kept saying, come on, we got to get you back in the game. You know, you're a superstar. Like, he'd be picking me up and giving me confidence. And she was like, yeah, you know, Joanne. She was like, come on, Gio, you can do it. Like, you know, if he believes in you, we believe in you. Let's go and see what happens. So he sent me for a few auditions. I didn't get them, as you don't in the acting world.
Yeah, it's the highest rate of unemployment,
isn't it? It's very bad. Like, it's really, really bad. Like, it's, and you have to have thick skin. And luckily, with my past experiences, I have thick skin over that. So, like, he sent me audition after audition, and I kind of went to him, Julian, this is not working. Like, this is like 6-7 auditions and I'm not getting them. You know, I was going for ads, I was going for this, that. He's like, right, well, I think we have something for you here. Here's a character, Fair City are looking for this guy, Steel Nash, right? I think you could do him. I'm at the reading the brief, it's you. Right, I was like, right. So I sitting there reading it, and I go, right, maybe I can do this. This is a character that kind of a little bit relates to me, reminds me of someone that I know from years ago. Yeah. So I'm basing them on a lot of characters that I know from O'Devney days, right? Done the audition. Joanne filmed me. She was reading the yoke and I was like reading back at Steel Nash, yeah? I sent it off to Julian. He was like, oh, that's brilliant. It's really good, like solid. He was like, Jared, you got to get into the next stage. So we got to the next stage then. The next stage is face to face. Like, you two sitting there, camera in me face, lines off by heart. A few of the actors that are already on the show reading to you, so it was quite intimidating, you know what I mean? Like, it's...
Jay, can I just say, that sounds like horrifying.
It is.
That sounds like the hardest thing in the world to do, honestly.
When you're out of the game for that long, it was tough. Because my anxiety was through the roof and all me. Now, one thing I was doing, right, is I was fidgeting away. Like, my legs were shaking and all. But I was like, oh, the character will be that type of character, real movie and sort of like, you know, that's the way he is, a Jack the Lad sort of guy. So I'll use that to my advantage. So I done the audition. To be honest, when you leave an audition, you never think it's great. You always go, I think I said that line wrong, or I forgot something there, you know, or I didn't deliver it the way I wanted to deliver it. You're overthinking, like you said, when you're doing your own interviews as well. But then I got the email 3 days later. Gee, you got it. And it was just the best feeling in the world. It was brilliant. It was like, because I had self-doubt. I didn't believe in myself at all. And then you get that one email, one from your agent, and it's the best feeling in the world. I haven't had it since. So I'm in Fair City now and I'm enjoying it. It's great. But yeah, like, I'd love to get one of those emails again. But at the moment, I've no agent because he passed away in February. So rest in peace, Julian. And yeah, a shout out to him for getting me back in the game, you know.
Yeah, well, this Fair City could be our audition. People might look around and be like, do you know, yeah, I'd like to look at him. Yeah. Give him a shout there, you know.
Exactly, yeah. So it's brilliant. And look, to be honest with you, I'd love to stay in Fair City for many years. I'd love to be one of those old school characters that's just in it for years. That'd be my dream. But obviously, things don't go that way. The character could be killed off or whatever. You know, you just never know. So that's the thing as well. You got to be ready and kind of have a backup plan as well to say, or else if they say, oh, we're going to have you in for the next few years, that's fine, but you have to have a backup plan in place. You know what I mean? So that it's very important.
What is the big dream and goal with it all, Jay?
I don't know. Like it's weird, right? I was saying to Hork, like, when I went back in and I'm at been applying for a few agents there recently and I haven't been having any luck at all. They haven't been going near me. And the only reason I think it is because I haven't had any headshots since I'm 21. So like, I'm 35 now, I look ancient. My headshot going out to people, they're going, he's a young fella. Do you know what I mean? They see me walking in big elf with grey hair. Do you know what I mean? Wrinkles, crow's feet, everywhere, all over me and all. So yeah, I reached out to a few people and they were like, look, you're not ready. You haven't got a show reel. You have no headshots. You have no CV. What do you want us to do here? You're on Fair City, that's grand. That doesn't mean nothing. Do you know what I mean? So I had to knuckle down. So I reached out to a few people and I was like, right, 2026 I have in my head. That's going to be my year. I keep saying that in my head. Don't know why, but I just keep saying that's going to be my year. And Julian was saying that as well. He's like, we'll get you headshots. We'll get you on this organisation called Spotlight. It's a UK thing where casting directors go on, they look and see, right? And then when I said that a few weeks ago, I had entered for free headshots with a lady, I forget her name, for a competition. And I won. So I was like, it's starting to fall into place. I'm about to get the headshots. It cost nearly £300 or something for the headshots. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Heavy. Like, it's there enough. So when I won them, I was like, right, that's a sign. Now I need to get my show reel in place. Now I need to get on the spotlight. And I have to change my name now as well because there's already a Jared Jordan out there, isn't there?
Yeah, that's a mad one. I heard before that if you want to be part of, like, the Actors Guild or something, you can't have, like, two Terrence Powers.
Yeah, you can't. It's stupid, innit?
Why is that?
don't know, it's nuts. It's just how do you identify you? Do you know what I mean? So I had to change my name to my middle name. My communion name is Patrick. So Jared Patrick Jordan.
That's your man name.
Hasn't got a ring to it, does it? Jared Jordan sounds better. It's more punchy.
Your man name will love he. What the fuck is his name again? Your man Fizzy Orange will love he. Isn't his brother a TD? Your man's name is Morphy. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Fizzy Orange, that was a great scene.
You know him? What the fuck is his name? He was in that other film as well. Like
he's in a few things. Or something. Yeah, I forget his name.
His brother's a TD and his second name is Morphy, but his first name is Killian, so he has to use his man's second name because Killian Morphy.
Oh, yeah.
And someone told me that before. I was like, well, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Sure, singers aren't singers' names either.
Your name is not Lane.
I'm not talking about Lil Wayne, I'm talking about Shania Twain and all. Well, that's not whole name. I don't know, I should know. I'm a super fan as well, shouldn't I? But I was at her concert as well a few years ago, it was brilliant. But yeah, her name is not really
so
a name.
So Chapel Round's real name's not Chapel?
I'd say it's not.
George Round, isn't it?
Is it George? Yeah. You wouldn't know. But no, it's, you have to change your name just to be identified that's you, right? So
that's obviously why your man Michael B. Jordan is Michael B.
Michael,
Jordan.
He has to be Michael Jordan.
Now, in fairness, you have the same name as Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, you know, the actor.
He should have changed his whole name.
Yeah.
And he's an amazing actor, by the way. But
he could be your cousin.
I think we are related. Actually, come think of it.
But he changed his name to Jared Jordan.
I must get on to get me a new agent.
Yeah. But I remember years ago, you used to do like videos on Facebook.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Was that before or after you packed into acting?
And you know what? That was during my heavy period when I was heavy. Do you know what I mean? Remember I was telling you about the tension and stuff and blah, blah, blah. Like, that was part of me. That was Jordan college years I was doing that.
Right.
I didn't know what was going to come of that. I just did it for the crack. People liked the videos. A few of them went mad viral and a few of them were all right. Viral back in the day was like 2,000 likes. It's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That was like, it's big.
It's still all right nowadays.
It's still all right nowadays. Yeah, but like back then it was like, jeez.
This is Facebook likes.
That's a lot. Facebook likes is nuts.
About a million on Instagram.
It's crazy, yeah. But anyway, a few of them went nuts and I started that. Then I just stopped because I was trying to get into the acting world and I couldn't be doing those videos. Some of the videos I was doing were mad. Like, I was doing videos where I was snatching cigarettes out of people's hand in town going, smokers die younger, and just walking away. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's mental. What was I doing?
I think it's good promotion though.
It's good promotion to help people. But it was like, I was trying to talk copy of your man Tyrone. Remember Tyrone?
Yeah.
But I hadn't got the muscles. Yeah. They'd have killed me. I was dealing with the heavy people. Like, you know what I mean? My name's Tyrone.
Smokes out people's hands and swear up to them then. Like, what are you going to do? And like, your man be like, alright, granted, I didn't want that smoke.
Yeah,
but
shit.
A few people put
me
it back
up. I was skinny, you know what I mean? Doing with the big heavy hitters. Your man's like that. I ain't going on, no. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's. Tyrone, he was
funny. Tyrone, I'm here to save your life. And he'd slap the smoke.
And you wouldn't say
hand
to him, he'd kill you.
Oh, hilarious.
Like, kill you, but I couldn't kill them. They would have killed me. I was running away, but I had a few jars on me as well. Do you know what I mean? So, it is what it is. But no, I had to delete that Facebook because it was just mental. It was just like, there was some of the stuff that I had up on, it was nuts, like crazy. So, yeah, no, that was gone.
I remember the Pearl Harbor rant you went on before.
That went viral. Yeah. Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
And I was basically slagging people that judge people for going out drinking. So I was saying, what are you going to do? Sitting at home watching Pearl Harbor? We're out having a good time, you know? And I was like, giving it loads. Me ma's in the background screaming, shut up, you. Do you know what I mean? I'm on the couch like that from the night before. But that was a good video, in fairness. Someone actually commented.
Was there ever a route in your head you thought you were going to go down by making the videos?
No, I don't know why I'd done them. I genuinely just think it was an attention thing. I was just craving attention. I know that sounds mental, but at that time I was just craving it. I don't know what it was. It was just like, I felt like I was failing a bit at the acting and I didn't know what I wanted to do and I was lost and I was kind of just drifting. And I was just like, you never know where this could go. I'll do the videos and see where they go. But then I just gave it up. You know, I always had that mindset when I was younger to just, I'd start something and I'd never finish it. Like even in football, I'd start the season and then the lads would be like, yeah, but you're going to be gone. You're a summer baby. You're only here for the summer. The winter, you're gone missing. I'm like, oh no, yeah. But it wouldn't last. I'd never get me league medal or anything. I'd play up to the summer. The minute the cold start coming in, I'd be gone. Be in Sin Nightclub. Have a funny story about Sin Nightclub, actually. What we used to do was, we hadn't a washer, hadn't a bin, so we'd save our money to go on for the other stuff, yeah? And we'd ring our mates and go, what band is it tonight?
Yeah.
And then they'd go, it's the Pink Band.
Yeah.
So we'd have about six or seven Pink Bands in the Oak, ready to go. 350 bands. Bit of chewing gum. free drink for the night. Brilliant.
Old school.
So whoever owns in now will absolutely kill me for saying that, but must have took about 20 grand off them, I'd say, over the years.
Yeah.
I was in there Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Do you know where I walked past Sin, there was a few of us and we were talking about it and someone turned around and was like, oh, I was never in Sin. I was like, what do you mean you were never in Sin?
Yeah.
You were 25. And I was like, what? Do you like, I was too young when Sin was around. I was like, is it gone that long?
Yeah.
That's how long it's gone.
It's gone that long. It was a great spot.
A 25 year old.
Was never in Sin.
Was never in Sin.
Yeah, that's mad.
And you were like, I was
it's gone that long.
That's how long is that gone now?
Probably 10 years. COVID, probably over 10 years. No, it would be gone 10, about
16, 17 probably gone, was it?
Oh, no, it would be 10 years, man. It would be.
2015? No, it wasn't. Yeah,
wasn't it?
He used to show the fights and all in it.
Maybe 16, 17,
but for
yeah.
For people that don't know, so Sim was a nightclub. Is that the side of the Olympia?
Yeah, yeah.
And they used to do an all you can drink for
brilliant.
€50.
Imagine doing that now.
Bands.
You pay a one on them.
Easily.
Do you know what I mean?
Easy.
There's a one. I'll pay 200. There you go.
Yeah.
All nice sitting there.
So for £50, you got a band. But you had to use the bar upstairs and it was £50 all you could drink. But as Jay was saying, every week they changed the colour.
We had every colour.
Yeah.
We had it all. We were like going around to people after the finishing off. You finished that band? You mean that? Into the pocket, back to the gap party, going around collecting all the bands. People were like, where are they collecting the bands?
They were them little super bands that they give you at concerts and all.
Yeah,
super.
Yeah. But they'd start changing them like different colours and all and stuff like that. So we had every colour. We had the rainbow. And then they started doing, they started doing gold and silver because they were kind of copping on probably. But we're in there every week, just free drink. It was brilliant. Now, obviously, we pay it sometimes, but yeah, it was great times.
Sometimes.
Great times.
I was asking you about, had you got Aaron in your head when you were making them videos back then? You obviously saying probably a bit of attention you were looking for, but
yeah,
because a lot of lads who were doing them videos back then have went on to like fucking make careers out of it.
Yeah, and I would have been doing it about that time as well.
Yeah.
And it was about, we would have been on the same level, I'd say, at that stage. So yeah, I should have stuck to it. And you never know what
just
could happen.
Another option.
I can't see
this far ahead either.
Yeah, you can't. My mindset was just different though. I was in a bad place, you know what I mean? I was doing it for the wrong reasons rather than the right reasons. If I had it taken seriously, maybe I could have went somewhere, but I hadn't got the mindset. I was too immature. Do you know what I mean? And if it wasn't for the mistakes I made, I wouldn't be a man. I wouldn't have become the person I am now today. So I'm delighted that I went through all that to become what I am now, because you know, at the time, you never see a way out. You're just like, oh, I'm fucked here. Like, I'm going to be gone. And then I have to say, when she came in my life, I was like, right, I need to change. And that was it. Like, she just, something clicked. I don't know what it was, but I just knew I had to be with her and we had to have a family. And that was in my mindset. But yeah, listen, I should have stuck to it. Should have worked harder a little bit better. But like I said, back then, I never finished anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I was always a starter, but never a finisher.
Yeah.
You know?
Jay, you're in a good place now, and you were saying that you probably have some things undiagnosed. Do you ever go about getting it looked at?
No, but I need to. 100%. I need to, because I definitely think I have ADHD anyway, just from being around people.
I think you're on the money there.
Yeah, I think so. I think I do.
Enough now, would you?
But you know what? I will eventually do it. But yeah, how much it costs now? It costs a bomb to get diagnosed and all now, doesn't it? Or is it?
I don't know. I'd say legitimately, yeah. Because I know people that are doing it on fucking Instagram that are charging £50. They're like, I have ADHD. It's like, from what? Clicking on the link?
Nah, you need to go get assessed properly. You can.
Then we're a professional.
Yeah, that's what I'd be doing. I wouldn't be going on one of those links.
No, but just based off what you were saying there, because you're constantly craving attention, and then when someone wasn't working out, you're fucking the toys out of the pram. You're like, right, if it's not working for me, nothing's going to work for me.
Exactly.
That kind of mindset.
Yeah.
Because that's tendencies there to straight.
It is. And it's when things aren't going my way as well. I always had a mindset of like, no, it's just not going away. And I'm really like that. I just give up. Now I'm different. Now I'll finish something I start. I have to. I'll make it a goal to finish what I start. Like, no matter what it is, if it's a script, reading a script, if it's learning me lines, like, I'm prepared and ready to go. Because you could be in first seat, you could be doing 10, 11 scenes in a day, 4 episodes in 2 days. Like, it's a lot of work. So you have to be on the money and you have to be on the ball and what's going on around you. Otherwise, the sound engineers, the actors and all are getting frustrated, which if you don't know your lines going into that, you're not prepared. You're failing everybody else. Do you know what I mean? And it's not fair. So I always had the mindset where I was looking from my point of view, but now I'm looking outwards and saying, no, hold on, I'm letting all these people down. So I need to buckle up here. And that's everything with life. You need to buckle up your own stuff and then everybody else will get the rewards.
And you've just realised all this yourself?
Yeah, genuinely. I know that sounds mad, but it's just like life. It's just life. Life happens. And everything I've done in my past, like, I keep saying it, I don't regret it. It's like everything that I've done, all the bad stuff even, it's led me to where I am now. So I'm happy with the past and with my life experiences. And yeah, I'm in a good place now, and long may it continue.
What age did you meet your missus at?
25. No, 24.
But see, 25 onwards is when your fucking brain actually fucking
it is, like,
develops as well. So like, I think we all look at that fucking
I was very immature till I was 40, lads, to be honest with you.
But 18 to 25 is, like, for me, it's a mom run. What was I doing for them years?
But imagine you were locked in them years. Imagine you're, like, focused in them years and you'd never know, like, what could happen, you know?
Yeah, of course, yeah. But I think it's just convenient. You met her at 24, 25, you start having a heap load of kids. It's like, you want to start growing up very fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you get me?
And like I said, hand in hand as well. Do you know what I mean? Your life changes when you have a kid.
100%. And I said it to him, Seb, like, when your child is born, there's no feeling like it's the best feeling in the world. It's a euphoric experience. Like, no drug can get to it. No high on gambling. No drink. Like, it's literally the best experience of your life. You'll know that yourself. It's just, it's amazing. It really is. And something in your mind just goes, bang. And I never understand people that can't, like, be there with the kids. I just don't understand it. My mind is just, like, focused on them 24/7. Do you know what I mean? Everything I do is for her and the kids. That's it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, it's...
As it should be.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The reason why I said about the videos back then is because you're going on a bit of a resurgence lately as well, Jerry. Doing the videos again now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what are you doing now this time?
So I'm doing the prank calls. They're a bit of laugh, bit of crack.
Well, can I just say, the very high level prank calls that you're doing.
Yeah.
You can be any character in the world when you're ringing. They're like the gold.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, listen, to be honest, I enjoy doing them. I have probably 150 requests to do calls, like, you know what I mean?
Is that charging?
No, I can't.
Five or a pop?
Do you know what? People were saying that to me, and but I won't. I just won't do it. I won't. Do you know why? Because it's like, it's a bit of laugh, and I get a kick out of it.
Yeah.
I enjoy doing it.
I'm like, just getting a bit of publicity.
Yeah, it's all right. Like, it's not too bad. Like, some of the views on it is decent. TikTok is mental, though. Like, it's crazy.
You can try one.
It's mental.
You'll have something that you'll put on TikTok. You think this is a winner, a million views, and you'll get 4,000 views on it.
Yeah.
And you'll put up them jocks.
And they'll get.
You'll get 7-8 million views.
Like, some of the pranks that I've done, like, I thought the one with your grandmother.
Poor
that
Nana.
I know, I'm sorry.
Nana, explain this to me, will you? What happened?
So, actually, it's a coincidence. So, his cousin reached out to me before this. Well, you explain. Yeah.
So, we reached out to Jared to come on there couple of weeks ago and we had to reschedule, but one thing I asked you to do is do a prank call on air, so during the podcast, would he do it, right? And that was grand.
Yeah.
Then I checked the family group chat yesterday and my cousin puts in, Jerry Jordan's gonna do it to me Nana, and I was like, what are the chances on this?
It's mental.
So I obviously didn't say anything to them about you were coming on, so they were like, he's gonna do it, and they were sending in videos from her end.
Yeah.
So my cousin, so in the video you heard Paul saying, my granddaughter said, she's recording me Nana and she's running amok. She has the phone in her hand, not our ear in her hand. Here she goes, fuck off, call me phone and all. And I was like, me poor Nana.
Oh,
like,
God, love her.
Like 86?
I'm
86.
I didn't know that. I thought she was 65 or 70.
Oh,
I'm bleeding. I'm shouting her on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, why? I didn't get to see that whole lot of it.
Shouted her on the phone.
But what happened? They just texted, did they?
Just text me randomly, and she was like, you need to get me Nana. Like, if you get her, it's golden. It's good. And I was like, right, I'll prioritise that now and I'll do it. So called her up about Oxendale, and she told me that, like, I don't know if she owes a few quid or not.
No,
does she not?
The opposite.
Oh, she doesn't. So, she's overpaying them.
Yeah, and they're sending her blading discounts on her being a loyal customer. And she was bragging about
she's
it.
She's bragging.
Like, look at Oxendale and sending me all this stuff because I'm so good to them and all.
But she told me, like, a little bit of info that she got an electric fire. So you need a little bit of info on them. If you don't have the info, they won't get hooked. So that's why I tell people, send me in. People are like, oh, can you bogey me down? I'm like, about what? Just ring him. I'm like, no, don't just give me a bit of info on them. Do you know what I mean? Give me something to go. Yeah. So she told me about the electric fire that she got and stuff like that. And then she was hooked. So then I had her on the phone and she's a character, absolute legend. So the response was brilliant.
She's just a real pain in the elbow, isn't she?
But that's the best. Yeah. No filter. I loved that.
When you were like, who the fuck is Alice? She knew.
I know.
But she took it well.
Yeah, she took it very well.
She started trending, you know.
She was, yeah.
He was like, I'm going to send bailiffs to the door. And she goes, come on then, we have a gang here.
He goes,
I'll send the gang of bailiffs.
We have a gang here.
You owe us money, you didn't pay our bills. He's like, I do pay me bills. I fucking pay me bills. They're off the phone and all.
She didn't say we have a gang here, did she?
We have a gang here, So I was like, you have a gang? Oh, well, we'll send 7 or 8 bailiffs to you now. And you win your bollocks. Oh, she's going mad. But you should,
he called an old woman as well.
An old woman.
He goes, an old woman, you probably didn't hear it because you heard, and she's like, I'm not an old woman. Then at the end, she's like, will you leave me alone? I'm an old woman. she's gonna be annoyed now when she finds out.
She's a character,
brilliant.
But it's great. I love those type of ones, the ones with the L ones. Like, I always called the old school nannies, like, they're the dying breed. They're not around anymore. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They're really not. They're the best people to wind up because they just have no filter.
Yeah.
And that's what you want. You want people with no filter giving you a bit of guff back, you know what I mean?
Is there any, obviously you do so many of the fucking prank calls, is there any that really stand out to you to be like, that was my favourite one?
The sheep one was a belter.
The sheep was a cracker, yeah.
Oh,
the sheep's name.
That. Yeah. That's a fucking,
it's a belter. And your man with the Wayne, I gave him a prank call about his knee. I told him we need to take it back because the family want to cremate the knee of the of the recipient I gave it to him. We thought he had a donor card on him, but he didn't have a donor card on him. So you're going to need to give us the knee back. We're going to replace it with a DX titanium knee. Is that okay? Oh yeah, of course. If the family need it back, that's no problem. So I told him we're taking a dead man's knee out of him and cremating it with him because the family want it. So that was a cracker. But my favourite is probably the live one I've done a live one with a girl about the corporation. I told her she has a leak in the house. Her daughter texted me saying that basically she got the shower done recently and she had a leak in it. I told her she had a hole in her ceiling. So I'm like, there's a hole in the ceiling here. I'm telling you now, you want to get yourself, I'm on my way home. I goes, no, don't worry about it. Have your cup of tea. I'm going to turn the mains off now. She's like, no, I need to get home now. That's one of my favourite ones. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you reckon we can get one here, Terry?
Who would we get?
I have a wedding disaster to do this month.
What's this one?
Tell a girl that a wedding is cancelled, Daniel.
My name is
Jorge. I call from the.
I'd rather ring me man and say you had to go to the hospital immediately.
A wedding is in a week.
Yeah,
so
no, forget that now.
Wait, hang on, who's that asking you to do this one?
Do you know this person?
No.
You have to get a request for it.
Request,
him.
Yeah.
No, you do it. They
were on there. Yeah,
we're on the hook. Let me see.
Oh, this is heavy.
Terrence had to get up and walk.
So the wedding, I have the wedding planner's name and all. Debbie, your name is, right? So let's, if this doesn't work, I have loads there. So we'll definitely get one successful one, right? So the girl's name is Amy Cullen, right?
Right.
And she's having a wedding there. She doesn't get on with the wedding planner. And I'm going to ring from the hotel to say, you are due to get married on the 19th of September in Lanzarote, yeah? Yeah. If she agrees, then we have her.
Right.
If not.
And you're just going to say the wedding planner cancelled the whole thing.
Your wedding planner booked you for you. She just notified us that your wedding is meant to be on the 19th of September. We have you down for 19th of October.
Yeah.
Because she's going to have loads of people going over to the wedding because it's September now.
Yeah. Perfect. That's next
so
week.
So hopefully this is good.
Perfect.
Or if you just want, I can bring another girl. There's another girl here and she's like, prank my friend Tina. She recently got a new bathroom off the council and keeps bragging that she didn't have to pay for it. She got to pick out her own toilets and everything. Could you prank her and say that she has to pay for the bathroom and you don't understand why she thought she'd be getting it for free? So we'll tell her rent's going up by €75 a month for the next 5 years.
Can we not do two, no?
I could do two, yeah. Could do two. We'll see which one is better, We'll see which one is the better, yeah?
I'd be happy if he just named his kids.
We go, Blair?
Yeah, go on.
Hello?
Good afternoon. I'm calling from a hotel. Is this Amy Cullen?
It is, yeah.
Amy, I hope you're well. You are due to have a wedding with us 19th of September in Lanzarote. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Fantastic. I give you a call just to let you know. Your wedding planner, Debbie?
Yeah.
She reached out to us and told us that it's the 19th of September, yeah?
19th of September, yeah.
Yes, Debbie unfortunately did not let us know and it is not available until the 19th of October. She had the 19th of October. So we have a double booking that day.
You're messing now with me.
No, I'm serious. Unfortunately, Debbie didn't notify us and we have to... Yes, there's nothing we can do.
No. No. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
How are you? Yes, I call her from the hotel, Debbie. She,
from the hotel?
Yes.
Yeah, she's getting married there.
I understand that. She is not getting married on the 19th of September, though, because Debbie overbooked it for the 19th of October.
You've booked the wrong date for her wedding?
No. Her wedding planner, Debbie, booked the wrong date for her, unfortunately.
Okay, so what date did she book the wedding for?
She booked it for the 19th of October.
Okay, she has to get married on the 19th of September. Her whole guests are going to the wedding.
Yes, I understand, but...
Okay, can you...
There is nothing we can do.
Is somebody else getting married that day?
There is, yes. There is. I'm very sorry.
Like, there's 95 people flying over from Ireland. This is not good enough.
You can change the flight for next month, maybe. Is it possible?
Change the flight for next month? Like, that's... Come on now.
Is it possible to change the flight? No. We can give you... I tell you what... For when the guests book with us for 19th of October, we can knock 15% off the rooms.
Look, I'm going to have to get somebody else to call you back because Yeah, this is just devastating. She's actually in getting her hair done for her wedding for next, like.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry about this. But I can't keep it going any longer. I just want to let you know she's been pranked by Sarah Foster.
Do what?
She's after being pranked by Sarah Foster, her friend.
I do
pranks on TikTok. We have Calvin O'Brien here and and Terrence Power from Talking Bollocks.
Hey, who's this? Yeah.
It's Katrina Kelly, her hairdresser.
Katrina, does she know the Talking Bollocks podcast?
Talking Bollocks? Are you kidding? Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm gonna kill you.
I'm gonna give you results. We're very sorry.
Yeah, you think yous have a bad. Me and Terrence had been in the corner trying to hold our breath.
That's the worst thing I've ever been through.
Literally, the worst thing I've ever experienced. Worst thing I've ever experienced.
See, I love that though.
Is she all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Who did it, Sarah Hill?
Sarah Foster.
Tell her she's blacklisted. She's not allowed to go to the wedding next week. Is she? But Camille, look, as a wedding present, yeah, request €100 off Terrence and he'll send it to you on Revolut.
Yeah, yeah.
Request €100 off Terrence Power on Revolut. He's going to send it to you as a wedding present.
Tell her I'm sorry.
And Jerry Jordan said he's sorry. But come here, best of luck and enjoy the wedding. I'm sure the hotel's going to be lovely.
Goodbye. Goodbye, my friend. Goodbye. See you later. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's the first one I made cry.
Jay, that was, I know, I'm not joking with you, horrific to sit through.
I know.
She didn't question you from the start.
No.
A hairdresser did. She was just instantly in tears and handed a phone to somebody. I felt like leaving.
Yeah.
Now, Jay, that was bad.
It was, but it'll be a good clip.
Oh, it'll be unreal. I can't wait.
I was thinking there, I was like, imagine
that happened to you though, next week.
No, but I was saying, how are you going to finish this call and how is she going to handle that? Because imagine you went, I had to finish it. It was Sarah Foster and she went, that tramp.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
she did.
No, but I mean, she's over it, Jimmy. Imagine she was over it.
In fairness, I think, to be honest with you, I think you still being here is at the calming it down a bit because she's like, talking about it. Yeah, so. Thank God yous were here.
Are we doing the other prank with the cop?
I'm being afraid.
If yous want, we can do another one.
One more, Siobhan. Yeah, go for it.
I just make sure shitting. It gets the clips.
But you know what made it worse? She and she started crying and hand that phone over to someone else.
Don't, it was bad. We all got up and left. Siobhan and all. We were all just walking out.
She was sitting there trying to call people back in.
I love it. Come here. But she took a nice in the end. She was crying. Oh. Listen.
Now what made it worse? She's like, this is a hairdresser, she ain't getting her hair done now. I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
Oh God, love her.
And you won't mean like, no, you can't change the flights. But like, where the hell?
Yes, we can. We give you a 15% discount.
Yeah, do you know what I was going to say to get out of it? When she was like, who else is getting married? I would have just said, yeah, say Terrence Power's getting married.
I should have. But then I thought he would have copped on, you know what I mean?
With, yeah.
Hello?
How are you doing? Is this Tina?
Yeah, who's that?
Tina, I hope you're well. Bob Caffrey here from the Dublin City Council. How are you keeping?
Hey, not too bad.
Good. Just giving you a quick call there. So, you got a bathroom done with yourself there, the toiles and all, didn't you?
Yeah.
How are you finding so far? Everything going all right?
Yeah, brilliant.
That's grand. Now, just to let you know, right, so the bathroom itself, there's going to be a fee of €75 a month added onto your rent. Is that okay for the next 2.5 years?
Oh, really?
Yeah, unfortunately. Did he not tell you that? The lads not tell you that?
No.
Just that the toils that they got are very expensive, you know yourself. So is that all right we to put on your rent for the next 2.5 years?
Not really, no. 75 is an awful lot a week.
Oh, no, it won't be a week. It's only a month. And it's only for 2.5, 3 years. That's all.
All right, so what's that week?
You're looking at about, I don't know. I haven't got my calculator with me. But if you want to pay it a week, it'll be paid off quicker. It's about €18 a week. So I tell you, we round her off.
On top of what I'm paying.
On top of what you're paying. So we round her off to about 30 a week, yeah?
Yeah, perfect.
Pay us sooner. And come here, how are you finding the, oh, actually, sorry, I'm getting mixed up here. Apologies.
Okay.
You're in
Yeah.
Sorry. Yours is €140 a month.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah, I'm about to get mixed up there with the number. Apologies. But
no,
come here.
40, hang on.
It's about 35 a week.
Hang on.
35 a week, I think.
45.
My calculator's not with me.
So, what would I be paying then a week?
I think it's about 240, is it?
240 a month.
No, 240 a week, isn't it? What are you paying at the moment?
I don't know. I don't know. Can you email me?
I'm going to email you all the correspondence, but you basically owe us 3.5k, is that all right?
Okay. Why wasn't I not told this one before the bathroom went in?
Ah, you mustn't have thought you were getting it for free. Come on now. Do you know what I mean? The new porcelain tiles.
Yeah, I didn't think that I'd be paying that much.
Straight from Italy, you know that way. But come here, no, because we've an affiliation there with... Roy Price Tiles. So that's all it was. You know, we put them in and they get a bit of a kickback off as well. You know yourself.
Right, so I pay for the tiles.
Yeah, you pay for the tiles. Did you get to select the colour and all, did you?
Yeah, but I just thought it was being nice.
Ah, come on. You don't get on by free in this world.
Jesus, I didn't think you'd be coming back with that. So come in, email me a breakdown of what I'd be paying.
I will. So initially you're going to give us €1,000 up front and then it'll be, we're looking at 70, oh, what's it, 140 a month then after that?
I haven't got €1,000 off.
Can you not get a lend off your ma?
No, you're not.
Have you anyone in your family with a bit of money there you could get it off them?
No.
Credit card?
No.
Right, well, we're going to have to get paying for that next week.
Okay, well, you'll have to wait for it.
Right, it's just...
I'm a single mother here.
I understand that, but we're going to have to take the toils away.
Yeah, no problem.
Right, I tell you what, we're only joking with you. You're being pranked by your friend there live on Talking Bollocks. Your friend Stacey told me to give you a call. It's Jared here from TikTok. here's Calvin.
What, is Calvin a mediator?
I don't know.
Yeah,
Karen's you're live on the podcast. Who are we talking to?
Athena,
how are you?
I'm gonna kill her. She's in the office. Hang on, I'm gonna pull her out. Hang on.
Fair play.
She's beside
you.
I tell you what, I've been able to pick your toys in the car, but she's doing well. The net of them.
I'm alright.
Say hello.
What's up?
She's talking to people. She thinks we're gone.
I know, yeah.
She thinks we're gone.
Well, she's eating the back
of her. She heard the podcast and she started talking. Whenever you're ready, love, yeah. Tina, are you still there? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm still here. Oh my God, I'm going to kill her. I'm gone, right?
Yeah, what colour are your toils, anyways?
Porcelain, massive.
Anyway, what porcelain say, anyway?
Right.
Oh, you sound mad.
Yeah, let me catch.
Tell us you'll see her on social media in about 3 hours.
Yeah, you'll probably see this now. This clip will probably be going up now in a few hours or over the weekend. Oh, so we'll tag you in it, right? Come here, Tina, can your phone do this?
Good luck. They would have kept you on the phone for hours.
Oh, they were.
That one wasn't bad. That was a nice one.
Nah, but there was times now when she started calling him a single man, not like that.
Ah, listen.
Wins
everyone's
a
single man.
Yeah. She was playing the X Factor card, she was. Yeah. That was the X Factor card. Yeah. Oh. Do you not have anyone in your family with money?
They're heavy, them now. They can get heavy quick.
Oh, yeah. Some of them I can't post. There was a girl I'd done a prank with there. I won't tell you. It was a wedding again, right? And she didn't let me post it. She texted me going, don't post that. Don't post that. Yeah. I told her basically our wedding's cancelled. In the Castleknock Hotel, basically, because we have Pippa O'Connor coming in, she took her place.
And what did she react to?
What? Is it because she's a celebrity? Do you know what? Brilliant,
though. Yeah, one's had the message in us.
What'd she say?
Play her absolutely gas.
That's a fucking belter.
These little fuckers. Oh my God. I was about to rearrange my client's whole wedding. Oh my God. I could kill you. I must actually look at the camera footage of the moment all this went down.
Oh, that is going to be heavy.
He wasn't even here.
He was like, oh, yeah.
She's on his own.
He let me on my own. Oh, stop.
No, Jared, I couldn't do that now as a living. Because every prank has to have something.
Everything's different as well.
It has to have something awful in it or else. It's not a prank.
Oh, they have to, yeah. Of course. You have to either make them like do something or like react. You know what I mean? If you're not getting a reaction, that's why I said, look, we need $1,000 up front because she wasn't being really giving me the reaction I wanted. You know what I mean? So I always go extreme.
You say so. It'll be €18 a week. We'll just up that to 30.
And $1,000 up front.
That's a belter.
Oh, stop.
Anyways.
Before we wrap up, Jerry, you're setting up a school, eh?
I have a drama school open already called the Star Is Born Drama Academy. Fairly similar to what I said at the start, not too much for the kids around the Dublin 8 area to do, so I live around that area, so I set up the drama school for that. It's always something I was searching to do, so I do from the age of 2 to about 16, 16-year-old now that joined us as well recently. So, yeah, no, that's going well. It's going well. But it's, yeah, it's good. It's good. The kids are learning different things and about the industry. I've sent a few of them for auditions and stuff like that as well. Got a few of the headshots done up for free. Before Julian passed away, he actually sorted that out for me. And, yeah, it's going well. It's going well, yeah.
Lovely. That's great to hear.
And what's it called again, Joe?
A Star Is Born Drama Academy. So, ASIB. Brilliant. Drama Academy, yeah.
Have you anything else to plug, Joe, while you're here?
No. Will I hit you as with a little Would You Rather?
Oh, right, a zinger, okay.
Well, I'll hit you as with a Would You Rather. Right?
Okay, here it is.
Now, this, I thought you probably haven't had this one. So, would you rather never brush your teeth again?
No.
Or never be able to wipe your arse again?
That's
a cracker.
That is a cracker.
Now, come here.
It's tough as well. Think about the teeth as well.
I know. Are we allowed to do like alternate, so like you can flush your teeth and you can use mouthwash?
No, you're not allowed to touch them.
You're not allowed to clean your mouth, or you're not allowed to clean your arse.
It's gone.
You can't even use a bidet or anything.
No, you're done. You might be able to. I'll tell you what you can eat an apple. That might get rid of a bit of the plaque. But if you're eating like garlic and all, imagine that. The bread.
That could be the worst singer that we've ever had.
It is. It's a bad one, isn't it?
Yeah, brushing your teeth.
Are you?
Yeah, I think you're right.
But
can I give you my opinion?
Let me just say something. If you choose that and we're in a real life situation, we can never do talking bollocks ever again. Because I can't sit beside you because you're going to smell really bad.
Yeah, but imagine how fresh your breath would smell. It'd probably outweigh the smell of your shoe.
I'm not.
No.
No.
What if you have a shower?
You have to give us an answer though.
I'm brushing the teeth.
I'm cleaning me hell.
I'm brushing my teeth, I tell you what, because I'll just jump into a lake or something.
You have a shower?
Oh, well then you can clean me, boys.
No, you don't. You're not to touch it. You're not to touch the arse at all.
But you're still
going to be bits there.
Ah, oh, well if you've...
Damn jokes will be fucked.
Do you ever have a shower on your teeth feel manky?
Yeah.
Every time I go out of the shower I'm like, I need to brush my teeth.
100%.
Why?
And mouthwash. If you don't use mouthwash as well, or you do be like, no, I haven't brushed my teeth properly. Mouthwash.
What is it with the shower?
I brush my teeth in the shower.
You act like you're in a hurry, you are in a hurry actually. Yeah. All the kids.
Yeah.
But people do that and they've no kids, they go, I'm in a hurry. Just go up 5 minutes earlier.
Do you know what else is meant to be amazing in the shower? And I haven't done it yet, but I'd say it is amazing. Apparently eating an orange in the shower is meant to be unreal.
Fuck off. Oh, like
that. I don't know, because you can...
No, it's not a prank. Look her up.
It's a thing that people do. Apparently, try it out, right? So you get your orange, you can just chomp into it. It can go all over your chest and all, right? And it just washes off you then. Boom. Because oranges get real. Think about it. Real, like when you're biting orange, it's like, oh, it's going on me.
He's doing a shimmy with his shoulders here.
The next thing's going to be like, oh, did you ever eat a kebab in the shower? Because it goes everywhere.
No, just
an
orange. Just the orange, but the big oranges. Like,
I
not
told
the mandarin.
You 2 weeks ago that I listened to the podcast in the shower and you don't see the looks you gave me. And you were saying eating mandarin in the shower?
Yeah. No, not a mandarin, a full orange.
Full orange? But
I haven't done it now, but apparently it's amazing. I'm going to try it.
Oh. Right, well, I'm going to wipe my ass for the zinger. Jay, thanks very much for coming in, bro.
Thanks, lads. Thanks for having me.
You're a legend. Fair play to you and everything that you're doing. And yeah, you're a legend, bro. Fair play. Thanks for coming in, bro.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Wait, before we go, TikTok, Instagram, what's your handles on all them?
TikTok, I believe it's at the Jordans 90 or Jared Patrick Jordan. You'll find me. Instagram, it's just Jared Jordan. Yeah, Jared Jordan. And then I have the ASIB page as well if you want to follow that and bring the kids or whatever, you know.
Grab on, follow and support you, yeah.
Right.
Before we go, we just want to give a shout out to Roy Style Furniture for teaming up with the podcast.
Is your gaff overdue some TLC? Sort all at once with Roy Style Furniture. They've got proper quality stuff, sofas, beds, dining sets, and the house package deals are unreal value.
And you're supporting an Irish family run business that actually knows what a good service looks like. Plus, they're in Fonthill, Belgard and now the Omni Park store.
Open 7 days a week and late on Thursdays and Fridays in Fonthill and Omni. So there's no excuse. Get down and get the gaff sorted.
Right price, right style, right now. Visit www.roystyle.ie and use the promo code GET10 for 10% off.
Nice. Thanks so much, lads.
Take us out, Siobhan.
Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Go down. Go down. Go down. Go down.